On our program today, we're visiting with Ashley Fitzgerald, manager for the Boone County Fair. Good to have you in.
Good morning. I can't believe we're already so close to the fair.
Are we? It is not that far away. She gets a little apprehensive when she sees 90 plus in triple digit heat index. And we've been there before, but right now looking awfully good for the fair, at least seasonal anyway.
Yeah, it looks like the heat is going to come in and leave, and it'll be perfect weather for the fair. So, it'll be great.
We'll do that. Grounds, everything in good condition. All you had was like a few hundred tractors running around there earlier.
It was a crazy June. I kept telling the fair board, I'm like, can I take a break yet? I'm tired. After the tractor ride, we had a national cattle show out there.
Yeah.
Lots of other events going on. So it was a crazy June, but we have ramped right up into July and getting ready for the fair. Everything's looking great.
All right. Right now, I always know the fair board. They've got like a last second project they're working on. So just saying. What are they doing? What are they looking at right now? Is it? They'll come up with something.
Well, I know the horse committee is working on finishing a concrete photo backdrop over by the horse arena. I know the fair board is working on building a loft area in the commercial building for some extra storage and different things like that. Yeah, so there's always projects.
Always something.
And today's the night I call the mass chaos because it is pre-fair cleanup night where the 4-H and FFA clubs come in and help. And it is the definition of many hands make light work because that fairgrounds within 2 hours is whipped into shape. We put lists together. Each club is responsible for a different task. And it's so awesome because you see kids that are, 9-year-olds working, maybe they're pushing the broom, cleaning a barn out. And then you see, the bigger kids carrying those huge, heavy dividers that go into the community building for the club booths and that sort of stuff. So it is many hands making light work, and everybody's working together to get the fair ready to go.
It's always fun. Well, get half of the clubs come in now, and then the other half will come in afterwards.
That's right. Then they got to clean it up afterwards. Yes.
So get ready to go. All right. We know a lot of 4-H FFA activity has been going on, but let's talk more about what the fair board is bringing, folks. You have a lot of entertainment, a lot of activity, something just every day is really going on, and not even touching on the grandstand yet.
That's right. We always, one thing that the fair board has always maintained is that our fair, we want free gate admission and free parking. We want this to be a community activity where everyone in the community feels welcome to come out. So we also like to provide, free entertainment and things going on throughout the day. Thursday, we have mutton busting, which is, if you don't know, it's the little kids riding sheep, which is always a hoot. We still have room for kids to sign up. So if you are interested in your kids doing mutton busting, it's free to sign up. And that's on our website. But then it's also free to come and watch. And it's amazing. Thursday night, we have free concert. Papa Bear Norton. We're going to call him Redneck Country for his style of music. But an absolute hoot to listen to. So much fun. We listened to them down at Fair Convention in December, and the fair board was like, we got to book these guys. These guys are hilarious.
They're just entertainment, just to get you started.
Absolutely. Friday, 4-H does that extravaganza Friday morning, which is different, craft projects and things like that in the community building. So if you got kids, that's a great thing to come out and be a part of. Also on Friday, we have... Friday through Sunday, we have the barrel train rides, which is kind of like that little lawnmower with
he's got the barrel carts.
The barrel carts behind it, and that's free for the kids, too. And this year, they're bringing something different with that. They're bringing a foam cannon. And I've had several people go, what is a foam cannon? And I said, well, it kind of is exactly what it sounds like. It's like a giant cannon that sprays, like, water foam bubbles, and I've seen it at other fairs, and kids just go crazy for it. It's hilarious. So, we're going to do that a couple different times every day, and it should be a lot of fun.
Some of the things, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, Carnival. Let's go with that because Scott's Amusement, again, they do make it an opportunity to be here.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're so grateful that we have literally a Boone County owned and operated carnival. They care about our community. They want to put their best foot forward and provide a great carnival for us. I mean, their kids all showed in 4-H. So, they are invested in our community, invested in our fair. And so we're always thrilled to have them come. They've got every year they're adding new rides and cleaning up the older ones and doing great stuff. So, yeah, Carnival. If you're interested in doing the carnival, Carnival. You can always buy tickets when you get here. But if you know you're going to come out and do Carnival, I would highly recommend going on our website, buying tickets in advance. What you can get is the ticket wristband, and that will be good for, we have wristband hours each day. So you'll get to pick which day. And it's only $10. I think once the fair starts, it's like $20 or $25 through the Carnival. So you are saving a ton of money by getting those wristbands in advance.
If you think you're going to bring your kids out, say next Wednesday, it'd be 6 to 9, I think they do a wristband. So again, those are the things you want to get them in advance. Obviously, you can save yourself money. If you know you're going to do it, that's all part of it. It's,
hey, absolutely.
Come on out, enjoy yourself.
And you don't even have to commit to, when you buy those wristbands, you don't have to commit to which day you're going to use them. So you can choose which day to use them.
Should have said Thursday. It's Thursday evening. They go 6 to 9. So.
Yes.
All right. I did want to, we got to tell people, because we've been waiting till the last second. I saw you posted a few times on social media. The fair parade route will be different. We're not sure yet. We do know now.
We do know now. Yep. And I'm getting ready to make a new social media post here about that today. We've been working with the city, of course, with the construction going through the main part of town. We wanted to come up with a route that would kind of avoid that, but still be kind of going through, you know, a good main part of the town. So we're gracious. We are so grateful that Scenic Valley is letting us use their parking lot for a staging area. So we will start there and take 11th Street basically over towards the fairgrounds. Okay. So 11th Street
to the east all the way down, and then don't even have to go down under the viaduct.
Exactly. I know. People can build really tall floats this year if they want. They don't have to worry. It can be 30 feet tall.
So that's going to be, that'll be 5 o'clock, again, on 11th Street. So people will be able, you'll have to park off the street and you can find a spot to sit.
Yep. The parade, go by. Absolutely. And we always encourage people to do that. We want people to come and cheer on the floats that are there. It's always a fun thing to kind of kick off and bring people into the fairgrounds. Also wanted to say with the parade, if you still want to sign up, you can. We are still accepting floats or any sort of vehicles or anything you want to drive in the parade. We would be happy to have you. There's just an online form on our website, BoonCountyFairIA.com, that you just fill out, and then we will email you on Wednesday with that parade route information. Again, if you are interested in being in part of the parade, please feel free to sign up. If you can't find the form on our website, give me a call at the office. I'll be happy to help you out.
Okay. Let's tell people parking, because some people always make up their own idea of what the parking is. It's always the same. It's free. Mm-hmm. You don't have to park right in front. It's very easy to go down, get into the big open space over there by the horse arena. Yeah, you got to walk a block, but you're there.
That's right. So parking is always, you know, and that's one of the things over the past, you know, almost 15 years that I've been doing this, our parking lots have become more and more full, and it's become more and more of an issue, but it's a good problem to have, right? We have more people coming out to the fair, which is fantastic. So this year we're actually working with the Knights of Columbus. They're going to be helping park cars in that large west lot over, or sorry, east lot. I'm sorry, in the east lot. Yep. Basically, if you're familiar with where like the soccer fields used to be over there or where the mud volleyball pits are, that entire city block is parking. I know last year we had some issues just due to the fact of so many cars parking that some people got double parked or whatever, which is why the fair board thought it was essential this year that we
have. We got to put some lines in there, some rows.
We got to have some people helping park. So the Sacred Heart Knights of Columbus are going to help with that, which is fantastic. So, you know, be looking for them to help park you. There's also that parking lot on the west side of the carnival as well. That is free parking as well. So look for those signs that point you in the direction of the free parking. Mm-hmm. Feel free to park in those two lots so you don't have to park on the side of the road.
Okay. That, again, going that west side, a lot of people always thought, well, that was just limited to vendors and stuff like that. Well, our vendors get in there. They get up towards the front. They're usually there early.
Correct, yep.
So, again, that is an opportunity you can park in there, too. But everything's rowed out. They got all the rows. And it might fill up a little bit if you get a lot of mud racers or demolition derby people in there. But, again, that's a good problem to have, too.
Absolutely. So.
Anyway, pay attention to that. There is ample parking out. You don't really have to be along the road there.
That's right. Yep.
It's a little concerning for you guys because you got people walking around and you got traffic going back and forth to the industrial park.
Yeah, and with that curve on industrial park, I know it just does become a little precarious with, you know, people parking on the road. So we always encourage you, if you can get a spot in one of the lots, to go ahead and do that.
So I'm looking at this foam cannon party. You got a lot of those set up for Friday.
We do, yeah. Yeah, that's going to be fun. So
you do have, you have some commercial vendors that will be on the grounds. And now that all the surfacing is done and everything else, you can get a pretty good crowd. You get a lot of different people in there. Plus, you've got different food vendors as well. So
yes.
Give us a little rundown of what we're looking at.
Yeah. So the commercial exhibits building, which is air conditioned, is going to be full. So we will have vendors in there Thursday through Sunday. If you pull up the fair schedule, it'll tell you the exact hours of the building. But we have lots of vendors in there. And then we also have outdoor vendors as well. Actually, a pretty large number of outdoor vendors compared to what we have had in the past. So we're looking forward to them. And then food vendors as well. You know, Scott Amusements will be providing all of the, what I would like to call the quintessential fair foods, the funnel cakes, the corn dogs, the freshly squeezed lemonades. Yep, cotton candy, all that kind of stuff. But then we also have some other food vendors, of course, coming in. We have Smoking Big Dogs doing some great barbecue. We got Thai street food. We have boba tea. We have Cup of Joy with a delicious coffee. We have lots of different, I'm trying to think, we have a Mexican food truck. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but we got a Mexican food truck coming in. And then, of course, always remember that the 4-H'ers have their food stand also open. And it's, well, the Herb Center, which is the 4-H food stand building that we redid, I want to say just a few years ago, but the few years keep rolling. It seems like it was just a few years ago, but it's been a substantial number of years. But that is an excellent facility. It's air conditioned. You can go in, sit down, grab some food, and all the money that is raised through that food stand supports the 4-H program throughout the year. So we really encourage you, you know, even if you're working on Thursday or Friday and you need to take a lunch break, come out to the fairgrounds.
Sure.
We would love to see you. We would love for you to come out, grab a sandwich or something at the 4-H food stand, sit down in the air conditioning, have your lunch there. Like I said, all the money goes and supports the 4-H program for the year. So we would love you to come out and eat with us.
And if it's great, come out, get several friends and come. You can sit out on a picnic table too, because we got shelters.
We built that beautiful awning last year before fair. That was one of the last minute projects the fair board loves to do. So there's plenty of shade there as well.
So again, you can come and go, folks. It's free parking and no admission, so in and out. You get a chance to see a lot of things that are going on. These are just some of the things. I know we've got a lot. It'll be activity constantly going on out there. Again, between all the 4-H FFA projects and things that are happening, and then the things that the fair board does. Let's talk about one of the things that you guys are starting to do a little bit more and is pretty popular at our fairs, and that's having open class exhibits. And you get some pretty good participation in that.
Yeah, open class exhibits are exactly what they sound like. It is open to anyone, no matter what your age are. It's not just for the 4-H and FFA kids. It's for anyone else, you know. And we have three different divisions for that. We have open photography. So if you're into photography, we have open horticulture. So that includes anything from fruits and vegetables to flowers and container grown plants. And then we also have open home division, which includes any baking, canning, preserved foods. It also includes like any of those crafting. So whether it's sewing, knitting, painting, any of those handicrafts type department. And this year, I know we've had some changes with the open class within the past few years. This year it is free to enter. We do encourage you to pre-register.
Okay.
Now, the registration link is on our website. I do know it is a little bit challenging for some people who, aren't 100% familiar with technology. So we are offering opportunities at the fair office if you want to come in, just because we do really, really want you to pre-register. It'll make it easier for us on Saturday morning during that check-in.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can, and you know you want to enter something, please stop by the fair office. I'll give you some times here. So let's see, July 11th. Is that today?
That's today.
That's today. Yep, July 11th from 1 to 5.
Okay.
July 15th, that's next Monday, from 6 to 7 in the evening.
Okay.
And July 16th, that's next Tuesday from 6 to 7 in the evening. If you can hit us up one of those three times, we will be happy to sit down with you and get you registered online. Again, that's today from 1 to 5 and next Monday and Tuesday from 6 to 7. Otherwise, you can register yourself online as well. All that information for the open class is on our website. Also, if you want it printed out or want more information, you know, stop by the office and we'll be happy to help you as well.
That's good. What about for... You have usually an open swine show.
Yeah, we have.
I mean, folks, yeah, we have others come in.
Yes. So I know a lot of our livestock committees have wanted to, you know, bring in outside people other than just Boone County. So we have the open swine show on Wednesday night. We have open beef show on Sunday, and then the open horse show is on Saturday. So those are options as well. If you have any of those livestock or you know people from out of county who have them, they can bring those into exhibit as well.
Come and watch another highly competitive shows, actually.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, let's hit some of the other things. I am always amazed at, especially after you got the Leonard Good stage, we've got a lot of great opportunities for people to enjoy some musical entertainment. And you, I mean, yes, we bring in some pretty good talent. We already talked about the Papa Bear Norton.
Yes.
That's going to be a fun kickoff.
Yep, on Thursday night. Friday night, we have Tyler Hammond, who does country music. He's, I believe he's from Iowa originally, so nice for him to be back in Iowa and performing at our fair. Again, these concerts are all free on the Leonard Good stage. We have a beer garden there, so but it's not, you don't have to be 21 or older to go and enjoy the music. So it's great. And Saturday night, we are super excited for all those rock fans out there. We have Electric Shock. They are an AC/DC tribute band out of Dubuque. And these guys are fantastic. If you are into that AC/DC type rock, you are going to love this show. High energy, just, you know, just like AC/DC. They really rock. So we're really excited to have them. And then Suede is a band, another rock band that's going to be opening for them as well. So don't miss Saturday night as well.
This is free, folks, free musical entertainment. And again, a lot of other places you might go, you'd be paying to get a chance to just go in and see those concerts or that fun. It's just going to be fun for everybody.
Yeah, I know Electric Shock a lot of times has performed at a lot of different venues where, you know, there's a cover to get in or there's the ticket fee. So if you've seen them before, you probably have paid. So exciting to have them here and for free.
Well, Mutton Busting is going to be held in the show ring.
Yes.
Good. That's a much softer landing.
That's right.
We want to say that.
A nice sandy landing for those kiddos, you bet.
But we do have a lot of other things that are going on now. What, on Friday, are you going to have antique tractors out there again?
Yep. Throughout the entire fair, we will have antique tractors on display. So make sure you come out and take a look at those. Yep. Friday night in the grandstand.
Yep.
Yep. So that's our first grandstand show. Friday night will be the Demolition Derby. We haven't had them in a few years, so we're excited to bring them back. We're working with a promoter that's he does a whole circuit around the state, so should be a lot of cars and a lot of fun.
So that'll be coming up. And local people, if you have something you want to enter, they can make contact to figure out how to do that.
Yes. Our information about participating in any of our grandstand shows are also on our website. So, because all three of our grandstand shows, local people could participate if they wanted to.
Sure.
Yep.
So, again, Demolition Derby, Friday night.
Friday night, 7 o'clock. Yep.
Saturday night, we're pulling.
That's right. Western Iowa Tractor and Truck Pullers Association's coming back. They always put on a great show, a lot of fun. Again, if you want to participate, that information's on our website. But if you just want to come out and enjoy the watching the black smoke and listening to the trucks and the tractors go, absolutely, you bet. We'll be there. That show starts at 7 o'clock as well on Saturday.
And I will tell you, it takes a while. Folks, it's a long one because of the different classes they have. And I mean, you get some of the tractors out of the field, and we've got local guys that'll do that, come and participate in that.
You get your money's worth.
You
we'll
do.
Say that.
You do. And we do have, again, when you're in the grandstand, yes, we do have Some food options, I think, will be available in there, and definitely refresh. I know the Gilbert FFA will be busy over there.
Yep. We got food vendor, Comfort Foods out of Nevada is going to be in the grandstand this year, providing some awesome food. Gilbert FFA will have their concession stand as well, and the Fair Board will have the beer tents open. So
that'll be going on in the grandstand area. So that is Truck and Tractor Pull Saturday night. Sunday, well, this is the only night you really would like to have rainfall. into Sunday, but otherwise it's going to be mud racing time again.
Yes, that's right. And don't forget, the mud race starts earlier, so it's a 2 p.m. start time. If you want to participate in the mud race, check in, I think, starts at like 11. Check our website for more information on that. But 2 o'clock is the start time for the mud race. If you've never been to this, this is just like county fair awesomeness. especially when we get our fair queen in there running around.
Yeah. And which, by the way, we'll find out who that is on Thursday.
That's right. Yeah, we will. So mud race is just a ton of fun. And, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, typically we've been getting done by about 6 or 7, just a great event as well. All of these grandstand shows, the Demolition Derby, the Tractor and Truck Pull, and the Mud Race, you can buy discount advance tickets on our website or stop by the office to purchase those. You're going to save money if you buy them in advance. That advance price is only good through Wednesday. Once Thursday starts and the fair kicks off, you have to pay regular price. Additionally, if you're looking for a great way to save money, we have what we call the Mega Ticket Pack, and that's where you get 4 adult tickets and 4 kids tickets to whichever grandstand show. So if you decide you want to go to the Demo Derby, you know, 2 parents, 2 kids, and then the next night you want to go to the Tractor and Truck Pull, 2 adults, 2 kids, you get all admissions to all of those. And then 2 carnival wristbands as well. And it's over $120 value, and you're getting it for only $60. So it's a huge savings. I try and stress that so much. Go ahead and purchase those tickets. You don't have to decide which grandstand show you're going to when you purchase. So, you know, just grab those.
You get the ticket, and then you decide which one you want to go to.
Absolutely. It's a great savings. You can buy those on our website as well, or stop by the office. I also want to say, when you're buying tickets online, we don't charge a processing fee online. Okay. So what you pay on our website is going to be the exact same as what you pay
when you show up.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. And then the other question I always get, is our website secure? Because, you know, we do, you know, there's always those questions. Oh, I don't know if I want to put my credit card information online, you know, that sort of stuff. We work with eTix, which is a national ticketing company. They do the Iowa State Fair. They do a ton of fairs and other event venues. So they are an extremely secure ticketing company that we work with. So I have full confidence in them. And so, you know, I would say that you have no concerns using that as a ticketing system for you.
And you have people, again, we have the tickets on the phone, they come up and
it's so easy. Once you buy the tickets, that's it too, because some people are, I don't have a printer at home. Don't need one. Once you buy the tickets, online, it'll email it to you. So if you have your email on your phone, you just pull that email up and we will scan your phone. It's super easy. Even if you get there during the fair and there's a long line at the ticket window, pull up the website, buy your tickets online on your phone, and then you can go right, you know, we'll scan your ticket from your phone and go right in, so you don't have to wait in line.
Those younger people figure it out in a hurry, don't they?
Yeah, well, sometimes, yep.
They do. A lot of activity, a lot of fun for everyone, again, during the run of the fair. Check the website. You can do that. Follow along on Facebook.
Yeah, if you're not following us on social media, get Facebook. We're on Facebook and Instagram. You know, this summer we've had some fantastic interns.
I was going to say, you always get a couple of them that really help out.
Absolutely. And this year's no exception. They do a great job of keeping our social media accounts up to date and information as well. So, you know, I would say Facebook is where you can get the most up-to-date information. You know, I try to keep our website up-to-date as much as possible as well. But definitely, you know, like us on social media.
Was it In My Era?
In My Fair Era. Yep, that's right.
In My Fair Era. Yeah.
That's our theme this year.
It is fun. Overall, you think you've got as many or more things going on than you had last year.
Absolutely. We're always trying to add something new, something different. But then obviously we keep those traditional fair things. You're going to come out, you're going to see the things that everybody wants to see at the fair. I mean, just the opportunity to come out and see livestock is such a neat thing for people who don't get that opportunity every day. You know, watching these 4-H kids, these FFA kids who've worked all year with their animals, getting them ready, that's just such a cool thing to see. Seeing their projects inside the community building, what some of these kids have put together, it's amazing. So people always talk about, oh, there's not anything to do in the community, or, you know, things like that. This is the thing you need to come and see.
You can really spend a lot of time out there. And again, if you've got kids and want to be doing the rides, carnival rides, get the wristbands and find those wristband hours. Bring them out for those.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've had a couple different grandparents call and say, oh, my grandkids are coming into town. I'm like, yes, bring them out to the fair. This is a great opportunity.
And we just got to find out when the Farm Bureau is doing sweet corn and watermelon.
That's right.
That's Saturday.
Yep. Saturday and Sunday, free sweet corn, free watermelon. Yeah, you bet.
And I think they're going to have some people that'll be doing some cooking out there too. So you got a lot of things. It just gets busy, and you know, people, you can come and go as you please. Remember, free, check the parking. Yeah.
Yes.
Take the west side entrance if you wish. Otherwise, go over to the east side. Somebody will guide you. This time we'll have straight lines. That's good. And otherwise, just plan to have a good time at the fair.
Absolutely. We always have so much planned, and we want the community to come out and be a part of it.
Ashley, thanks for joining us, getting us updated on what's going on. And again, people, if you have, go online, friended on Facebook, keep track that way. And if you ever have any questions, go on out or call the fair board
office. Yep, give me a call.
If you have to leave a message, she'll get back to you.
We'll get back to you eventually.
Well, somebody will help you out.
Absolutely. Thanks Jim.